C. Johnson & Son, the makers of Johnson's Wax and Glow Coat, bring you another of their quarter hours with Mr. Tom Powers. This well-known actor and writer will do for you another of his original life studies. He calls it, So You're Going Away. The makers of Johnson's Wax present Tom Powers. I don't think it would be fair to begin this quarter hour with light chatter and anecdotes of my childhood and then lead up to the thing that I'm busting to tell you. So I'll do away with the art of public speaking and come right out and tell it. After I've tipped off the guests who are here at the studio. Listen, guests, this is the time I was warning you about before we went on the air. When I announce what I'm about to, you must tear loose a burst of applause, a gasp of surprise, a sob of delight, and explode into cheers of eternal loyalty. Because our bosses, sitting in shining swivel chairs and reflected in the lustrous floors of those Johnson offices out in Wisconsin, will feel well pleased and repaid for any sacrifices they have made. Well, are you all ready?
Yes!
Are you ready to give them the signal, Howard?
Yeah, tapping at the bit.
This has got to make Mr. Rockefeller's rafters ring.
Watch me.
Well, here we go. And now, ladies and gentlemen of the radio audience, I take pleasure in announcing...
Tom.
Not yet, Howard. Wait a minute. And now, ladies and gentlemen of the... And
Tom. What is it? Did you get the contract for the 13 weeks?
That's what I'm going to announce now.
But did you sign your name to them?
What did you think I signed? Father Divine? Ladies and gentlemen...
But have the Johnson Company signed?
Well, no, but they will. I took them to the office. Mr. Fitzgerald sent them to Wisconsin. They were all made out. I'm sure they'll sign them.
Then you can't announce it.
What do you mean I can't? I practically have.
Well, if you announce it before you get the contract back, you'll be telling a lie.
But what'll we do about the applause? Look at all these people sitting here with their hands held up ready to go to it. What'll we do?
Well, you'll simply have to think of something else that they can applaud for. Can't you think of anything?
All right, I've got it. Get ready. Ladies and gentlemen of the radio audience, I take great pleasure in announcing to you that last Saturday, February the 22nd, was the birthday of George Washington, first president of this glorious democracy. My life study tonight is about a crooner. Before I do it, Howard will talk to you about Glow Coat. Listen carefully and take his advice so that those contracts will come back and let us transfer this carefully rehearsed studio enthusiasm from the father of the country to a more personal jubilation. Here he is.
Less work, more play. And that's what appeals to all of us. Well, smart housewives, more than a million of them, have discovered that they can save themselves hours of work and at the same time keep their floors and linoleum beautifully polished and clean. The answer is Johnson's Glow Coat, the remarkable liquid polish that requires no rubbing or buffing. You merely spread a little Glow Coat lightly over the floor surface, let it dry for 20 minutes, and the floors will be transformed to a bright, gleaming surface protected from wear and dirt and very easy to keep clean. Ask your dealer for Johnson's Glow Coat, one of the finest of no-rubbing polishes made by the makers of Johnson's Wax. And now, Mr. Powers asks that you picture the inside of a studio in Radio City just before the time for the weekly broadcast of Jerry Banning, the song talker. Harry the accompanist is running over one of the numbers. Jerry Banning comes over to the piano.
Gosh, Harry, I wish Charlie had stopped running in the last second before we go on the air and tell us we've got to change Mammy into a Gregorian chant because Mammy's under suspicion till they look up her record, or that old Black Joe's soul may belong to the Lord, but his copyright belongs to Simon Legree. Huh? Oh, nothing's the matter with me. Gosh, my watch is never right by that studio clock. We go on the air in 10 minutes, and my watch says... Huh? No, I'm not changing the subject. Mildred? Sure, she's all right. How do you ask her? Oh, well, what's the use? When anything's worrying me, I can't help showing it. You know how I am about Mildred. Just a fool, I guess. Yeah, I'm not like you, crazy over some new gal every Thursday. I guess it's because Mildred and I worked so darn hard back in Indianapolis so we could get married, and this whole thing of success has just busted on us before we knew it. But you're right, Harry. I am about cuckoo, I guess, and I don't know why exactly. When I left home today, she seemed, well, whether it's instinct with me or premonition or indigestion, I don't know. I'll tell you how bad it's got me. I'm getting sappy. Look, here, at this. I've even begun writing songs. Now you know I'm crazy. No, she hasn't seen it. Yeah, I wrote the words in, too. Oh, I picked it out with one finger and wrote it down. Mildred's gone off to the dog races, and I was lonesome, I guess. Play it over and see if it sounds like anything. If it's like most of my compositions, it'll sound like everything. Oh, I've always tried to write songs. Not too fast. It's kind of, you know, sappy. Why, back in Indianapolis, I was always writing words and music. I wasn't a singer, you know, at all then. Well, I know I'm not now either. I'd been an announcer and sort of filler in for a little station in Louisville. That's where I met Mildred. She was just out of business school and had a job at the radio station as stenographer. Boy, you should have seen her then. Honest, that kid was a knockout. You know how those little southern gals are. She could just look up into my eyes and my knees would get weak.
My head has spun round like an auto gyro. Oh, sure, she's good-looking now, but she's changed a lot. To see her ordering servants around and buying furs and... I don't know, she's a different gal, that's all. Gosh, luck's funny, Harry. I know I can't sing. I never could, but... Did you ever hear how I started singing? Well, I was announcing a church service in the studio back home, and the preacher had just said, "And now Mr. So-and-so will sing for you. To the Lord we will raise up our voices." I'll never forget it. There was a girl sitting at the organ waiting. This new baritone was just handing her the music when suddenly he was taken seasick or airsick or something. Anyway, he turned green and ran out the studio door. But worst of all, he took the music with him. Well, there we were. The preacher had already announced, "To the Lord we will raise up our voices," and what to do. Well, announcers were used to emergencies in those days. And here's what I did. Do you know that Cadman song from the Land of the Sky Blue Water? Yeah, that's it. Well, it was on the music rack, and I shoved it under the girl's nose and whispered, "Play." And while she was playing that twiddly bit, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, I was making up the words. I'll never forget those words. Here, play it on the organ. I'll sing it for you. It was the first time I ever raised up my voice on the radio. To the Lord we will raise up our voices and sing with the song of birth. He will hark to the heart that rejoices, like the Lord whose song has no words. For the heart which the Lord has found heedful will teach the lips what to say, and the Lord will provide what it needs. As the Lord has blessed me, Harry, when at last I sang Amen, I sang it with fervor and with all my heart. I must have sounded reverent and thankful, which it certainly was, for we got mail bags full of letters, and that's how, with no voice and no training, I've made enough money in these 3 years so that, well, so that, oh, I don't know. Gosh, it's funny. New York means nothing to me. I enjoy going places. I don't think I'm any different, but, well, I just don't feel as if I know Mildred anymore. After our first winter here, when we lost little Skippy, we seemed closer together than we ever had been. Oh, I know it'd like to have killed me, but you get over things, I guess. I was glad at first for Mildred to run around and try to forget, but... Well, listen, Harry. You know a guy named Ham Varden? Yeah, his folks have got a lot of dough, I guess. Seems to hang around dog races, mostly. Yeah, that's the fella. What? Oh, nothing. I just wondered if he knew him. Yeah, that's the way he impressed me, too. Oh, nothing. I'm just crazy, I guess, but... Oh, hello, Charlie. Yeah, we're okay. Yeah, first I raise my hat, and then the music goes round and round. And... Oh, you've got the list. Cleaney's first commercial comes after the Patter song. Yeah, okay, Charlie. We're all rehearsed. What? Hey, do you want me? No, don't send him away, Charlie. What do you want, son? Telephone. In the booth? Yeah, who is it? Oh, no, Charlie. I've got to answer it. No, it's my wife. I'll be right back. Hello, Mildred. Listen, honey. You know it's just 2 minutes before we go on the air. What? Where are you? Which drugstore? Pennsylvania Station. What are you doing down there? You're what? Going where? Oh, listen, darling, you don't mean... Oh. For good, you mean? Is anybody going away with you? I don't have to guess. Florida, yeah. There are a lot of dog tracks down there. Oh, why didn't you tell me? It's kind of sudden, don't you think, to call me up just before I've got to... I've tried to do everything I could for you, honey, but... Yeah. No, I'm not hating you. I'm just... sort of knocked sideways. Now, don't call yourself names. That won't do any good. Now, when does the train go? 10 minutes. Yeah. I guess you know this is killing me, don't you? No, I don't, baby. I don't see how you could do it. But if you're sure, if you've made up your mind to go with him, I wouldn't try to stop you. It isn't as if, I mean, there's only me for you to leave behind now. Yes, Charlie, yeah. Wait a minute. Listen, Mildred. We're on the air. Cleaney's talking now, and I've got... All right, Charlie, I'll make it. What, a radio? You mean there in the drugstore? Yeah, can you hear Claney now? Yeah, well, listen to my first song before the train goes, will you? Yes, Charlie, I'm coming. I've got to go, Mildred. Take care of yourself, baby. All right, Charlie.
The makers of Marcus's Michael Mincemeat ask you.
Listen, Harry, we've got to change I Raise My Hat for this new song I showed you. You know the one I wrote? No, nothing's the matter. I just want to sing it for Mildred. She's listening, and it's my only chance to sort of tell her how I feel about it. See? Yeah, okay.
Song from extraordinary Jerry Banning.
So you are going away. The time's come to tell you goodbye. You've said, and I know, you feel you must go. You won't understand me, but try. I love you, what more can I say? If you only knew what I wish for you, gay nights full of joy with no tomorrows, bright skies above you, someone to love you, no sorrow. Yet I wonder why, as you leave me, I don't curse you and laugh. But no, I will always miss you until I die. I know I can't kiss you, and so goodbye.
Well, that's my story of a crooner. Before I tell you what I'm going to do next week, Howard will talk to you about Glowcoat, the contract for our next 13 weeks after March 12th, which, as you may have gathered, is at least half signed and partly sealed, will be, when and if it's given to us, a return for your very kind letters and patronage. Here's Howard. Don't go away now.
Isn't it disagreeable work, everlastingly scrubbing the kitchen linoleum, pardon me, only to have it get soiled and scuffed a few hours later? Besides, soap and water are harmful to linoleum. The sensible, easy way to keep your floor looking fresh and clean is to give it a beauty treatment with Johnson's Glow Coat. Very sorry. These things happen occasionally. This remarkable liquid floor polish dries in 20 minutes and shines as it dries without rubbing or buffing. The beautiful Glow Coat polish actually protects the floor from becoming worn and soiled. Dust and stains are easily wiped off its gleaming surface. You'll find your work very much easier from the day you start using Johnson's Glow Coat. Look for it in the attractive yellow can. And remember, you save money by ordering Glowcoat in the larger sizes. And now, Mr. Powers.
Next week, I'm going to do a life study of a blind man. It's called Dark Glasses. I hope you'll listen. Don't stop writing me just because I'm almost re-employed. Good night.
Just as the best housekeepers use Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Glow Coat to keep their houses clean and shining, so the most particular car owners keep their cars sparkling with Johnson's Auto Wax and Cleaner. You've just heard Tom Powers in an original life study, So You're Going Away. Mr. Powers is brought to you every Thursday night at 7:45 by the makers of Johnson's Wax. This is the National Broadcasting Company.